Well, it happened. Trump said, kiss my rump, and he didn't show. And the debate went on anyway. And it was, to be totally honest, if I hadn't done the show this morning, I wouldn't have gone back and watched it. But I watched the first, I don't know, maybe half of it. So it was, how could I describe it? Let's see here. It was all right. And I don't suppose that Mike McKay watched it himself, but you'd have to ask him. Mike, did you get a real thrill out of the debate? I know you were kind of must have been on your so excited on your on the balls of your feet.
Yeah, pretty much couldn't sit down. But I actually couldn't let go of the remote. It was definitely a night to sit with the remote in one's hand. Was it not, Kelly? I mean, you had to be curious, back and forth,
it
right?
It was. I was on the internet, but, you know, it's the same upshot. I'm looking for clips. I'm online looking for clips. I don't want to have to sit through the whole thing because it is like your favorite football team with your favorite player on the bench or in the locker room.
Now, I had to admit, obviously, Ted Cruz came in, and he was ready. He started out by saying, everybody on the stage is ugly and stupid and whatever else. And Ben Carson, you're a lousy surgeon. Okay, now we got the Donald Trump comments out of the way. Let's move on. So he was obviously prepared for that. And that does, I mean, after all, I think it did fairly well characterize the kind of thing we hear from Donald Trump, does it not?
Well, I mean, I think personally that he's got a lot more to offer, but I think it's easy to reduce him to these type of sound bites, unfortunately.
Yeah, because, you know, the thing of it, one of the things I was thinking about, you asked me yesterday, going forward,
yes,
if it's a head-to-head battle, and it does look now, I mean, increasingly, that Donald Trump can run the table, or if not run the table, at least gain enough delegates to be the nominee. But unlike, well, he compares himself to Ronald Reagan, who evolved from a Democrat to a conservative Republican over the years and so on. But Ronald Reagan, if you look back in history, when he went through that evolution, went out and made speeches for years and was consistent, and there was a body of work compared to Donald Trump, a relatively small body of work. I mean, it wasn't, we didn't have the internet there.